All right, welcome back to part two. So we had some good, I think we had some good progress. I'll recap what we did in part one. Everybody came up with a really good, hot, succinct soundbite of what you do. And I think that it's a really good thing to really learn that in such a way that you just say it, just flows. It should be in a language that you don't have to go, what did I say? How did I say it? With all those phrases. And I think we all got there. So I was recommending earlier that you use that soundbite at the grocery store, wherever you give it to people, and that you make up a little card. You know, cheap printing places will make you up a little business card. Don't sweat about everything and how it should look. Just slap a logo on it, put your stuff on it, and always put your opt-in to your freebie. But I was mentioning, and Lisa was on there. I don't know if she heard me or that was when I was not being heard well. But I said, you could even take that quote, like put it in under your name and put that little quote of what you do under your name. And that way, if you do meet somebody and you said that and they're interested, they remember what it was you said to them that got you interested. So it says, you know, Dr. Allison Grimson, I help whatever it was, blah, blah, blah. And then you have your email address and however you want them to contact you, your website. And then on either the front, if you have a one-sided card that doesn't, that has a blank back, or a two-sided card, you can have on the back of the card, download my free sexy, joyful menopause ebook. And you give them the URL, and you can also give them the phone number. So if they want to do it from their cell phone, they can. So you give them the stuff that you would talk to them about, and it's just a card. Does that make sense? Yeah? And I kind of like the idea of putting that quote on the card, because that way it'll remind them back to the conversation that you guys had. And always, just to recap, always get their contact information. Don't take it, let it go by chance that they're going to contact you. Say, hey, if you give me your card or give me your information, I'll send you this amazing ebook that I have. Okay. And then use the phone. If you have access to like lead pages, look up lead digits and see if you could set up that phone access so that you can just give somebody a phone number and watch them do it so you know they got it. So that's a summary of the stuff we did this morning. We also talked about you guys making a who am I and why I'm different and why you want to work with me kind of 3-minute video. And we all committed that we're going to make bullet points of that or a script for that and have it by our next retreat day, which is in October sometime. We're all good with that. Okay. So the thing I started to go with is the another thing you can do to make videos to get more traction, right? And if you have multiple pages, put them on all the pages, maybe just scatter them around so they don't all go out at the same time. But you can make, number one, you can make a frequently asked questions video. And it can be anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes just to get people's attention and get them answering the questions. You know, one of the most frequently asked questions I get, or somebody wrote into my blog and commented this, or something about the way you work, something about, you know, hormones and menopause and bioidentical hormones, or questions that you're going to hear and see or you think are the most frequently asked questions. The other thing you could do is make a list. So I'd say make a list of at least 10 of those. And that will give you 10 different little videos that you can make to get those questions answered. Myths is another great one. There's so many myths around menopause. There's so many myths around type 1 diabetes, right? Or myths and misconceptions. You can make a list of all those myths that you hear people on the forums and on other groups saying that you know are just, they're not true. You know they're not true. And you just do this little sound bites of information and you're planting seeds. By keeping them short, people are going to watch them all the way through to the end. And you're planting seeds about their thought process and how different it is in the real world, really. You know, what and the reality of it and what it would be like working with you. Another one you could do is like some of the, you can handle some of the objections you may get with people going, oh, I don't have time to work with a health coach, or I don't have the money, or whatever it might be. Money might not be a good one to handle in one of those videos, but handling some of those objections that you're going to hear. It's going to be too hard. I'm going to be eating celery sticks and carrot sticks all day long if I change my diet. It's not worth the missing out on the pleasures in life. And what about socializing and traveling? So different things like that, that you can do short little soundbite videos. And when you do them, you can either do them live on Facebook Or you can record them and then upload them to YouTube, to your Facebook page. If you have any Facebook groups, you can upload them to your blog, add some words around it. And now you've got some content that's going out, and Google's going to start to rank you better because you've got this content. And remember, Google's tied to YouTube. So the more content you put out there, the more likely somebody's going to see it and go, oh my God, I got to pass this on. Oh my God, I got to pass this on. And it's just helping you to get out there as a reputable authority on this particular topic. Does that make sense? Anybody have some thoughts you want to throw out there about what kind of videos you might, you know, one or two or three topics you might throw a quick video out there on? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we can open up the lines.
I actually made a video, I guess, after our last meeting that I was in. So I made a video with how would it be to work with me. So, and I went over the fact that I don't see people getting better. They're just adding medications, but I don't see their hypertension go away, their diabetes go away, etc. And that they do have to change their lifestyle, and it's not just taking vitamins. It's a life and a mental change.
Yeah.
So I made one of those, and then I made another video where I'm discussing that it was very quick that everybody should detox because we live in such a toxic world. And I made another one where I was talking about, like, you know, if you change your diet, you're working out and you still cannot lose weight, maybe we can do a genetic test to get more answers.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, where'd you put these videos?
Nowhere.
<You're so laughs> <interesting. laughs>
They sound great.
Yep.
All right.
You know what? They're done. You're ahead of me. They're done.
They're done, right?
Yeah.
So pick one. Drip feed them out. Don't put them all on the same day at the same time, right? Drip feed them out. Start with either your Facebook page or YouTube or your blog. Which one do you want to start with?
I don't know.
Pick one. You can actually do them all on all those places at the same time. And it's pretty easy to do. I know Lynn will record hers on a cell phone. I've seen her do it. She did it at my house. And I'm like, why don't you just record it right to YouTube, right to Facebook Live? Well, what if I make a mistake? Okay, great. So she recorded it, and then she had to upload it. She uploaded it to her Facebook. She uploaded it to her
YouTube.
I
do it first to YouTube, and then I just take the link and put it on to
you
the
just
book.
Put the link. So there's a short way to do it. Facebook, just from what I've heard, I'm not a Facebook expert, but what I've heard about Facebook, they like it better when you have the thing uploaded to Facebook. They don't like sending people away, so they're less likely to show your feed to somebody if you're sending them away than if you actually have it there. So that's one thing to consider. But either way, you did it. It's done, right? And it's easy because all you have to do is put the little link to the YouTube in Facebook. When Google buys Facebook on top of everything else, then it won't matter because they're all the same, right? Right. But for now, try it both ways and just see how many likes you get on your stuff and see how much it's shown. Because it'll say seen by X number of people. Even if you don't have likes or anything, and you say, oh, well, that was only seen by 10 and this was seen by 100. I wonder if that makes a difference. And then you try it again that way. Right. Okay. And you can always change it. You can always go back and do it again. So here's the thing. Just because you posted something to Facebook doesn't mean you can never post that same thing again. You can recycle it. And we're now working with somebody who is a Facebook expert. And she created a 30-day thing that she's going to cycle through. And that's going to be just the background stuff, right? The over and over again stuff. And then when we have new stuff, she'll be adding that in. But she wants to have stuff that she could just like popular. She'll see what's most popular. She'll swap them out to just see how that goes and just set up a cycle. And then you can also repost to Twitter, Instagram, and things like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So get them up there. Get up there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You have a YouTube channel?
No, not yet.
All right, go make it the end of today. You're gonna make a YouTube channel.
It's easy.
That I know you can do in seconds. All right, that's so easy. All right. I mean, although YouTube is a pain in the, I don't like YouTube because they change their interface all the time and it's not intuitive. So I just have to dig to find out where do I upload my thing or how do I change the thing. But it's your husband will be able to figure it out. If
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any ideas for what they? Yeah, Allison.
I've got 10 myths around menopause to make videos on.
Okay, tell me them. Let me hear them.
HRT is dangerous. Bioidentical hormone therapy is unregulated. I just have to grit my teeth and get on with it. The microbiome doesn't impact my menopause. She's making a fuss. You know, people may talk about somebody else who's having problems in menopause. Exercise is a luxury and won't make any difference to my menopause symptoms. It doesn't matter what I eat. Supplements just make expensive urine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. FAQ videos, how is BHRT different? That's as far as I've got so far with those.
Okay. From
injections, one I've included, as well as the ones you suggested, where I don't have time to exercise.
Great. I'm going to add one more to your myths.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal to go through, this is normal menopause. What I'm experiencing is just normal menopause. And that's the one where you go, no, not really. My period's ended and that was it. And it can be that way for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a good one. Great. Super. You are industrious. I love it. And then you make a plan, right? Maybe Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, you do a little quick video and you post them. All right. And once you get a series of them, once you get 30 videos up there, they don't have to be long. Then you can recycle them and then you can make new ones. You can make longer ones. You can make shorter ones. You can make ones that are going to point to. You can always go back and edit wherever you put it to add a link. If suddenly you go, wow, I have this really popular, look at this YouTube video. It's got like 5,000 people watched it. I'm going to go back and add a call to action there for them to download this book that I now have. You always go back and edit it. And when you do that, the people who had liked it or subscribed to your channel or whatever will be informed that you made a change and they can go back there. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just, I bought this like $50, $75 program on a whim on a Facebook ad a couple of weeks ago. I haven't looked at it in detail yet, but it's supposed to let you create a video and have that video ask them a question as you go through it. And then if they, based on what they answer, it links them to a different part of the video. So you could ask, are you a menopausal woman? Are you premenopausal woman? You know, a lot of women don't think about menopause until it's too late and they're in the throes of it. If you're 35 to 40 and you haven't gone through menopause yet, click here. And that could take them to a different part of the video that tells them more about why it's important to get their stress under control and their nutrition imbalance earlier. So I'll let you guys know how it is. It was very inexpensive, so we'll see how it goes. Okay? Yeah, it could be really fun to do that, right? Because then they only see the parts that they really need to see and they don't get bored and scan away when you're talking, not talking to them anymore. Cool. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have ideas? Lisa, you have any ideas for videos? No?
Well, I have to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Annette, you have any ideas for videos? And myths, I think, are abundant in your community.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. I can talk about changing the food, improving the food. That would be an easy couple. And that's more than one right there.
Oh, plenty, yeah.
Healthier swaps. You know, instead of the juice box, why not actually have a little bit of apple? So there's a lot there that I can do also.
Yeah. Yeah. And that could be like, if you phrase it as a myth, right? Hey, because people are attracted to myths and misconceptions. They want to know what you're going to be debunking. So if you labeled that as a juice box is a great snack, food, whatever it is. A low correction. In reality, no, it's not, because it's going to send them too low. And what if you just experiment with this when they're not, like we talked about, experiment it when they're not in a low. Like, how much does this piece of apple cause their sugar to go up? Wow, they had one slice of apple, it caused them to go up 25 points. You look and they go, wow, they're low. I got 25 points. That's awesome. Boom, have a piece of apple. Maybe I have two pieces of apple if I have to. So you teach them ways that they can do that, but just the short burst of it, and you can go into more detail in your course.
Right.
Once you have your courses done, when you make these short videos, you seed your course, right? You mentioned in my 6-week to freedom from menstrual cramps course, I talk about, you know, I go into detail about all the liver detox pathways and how you can support them to help, you know, your estrogens and progesterone stay in balance. But for now, here's a really good clue that you can get started with.
I was just thinking I could do one about that.
The what?
The honeymoon phase that they all get all excited about, you know, when the pancreas finally dies and it's such a good thing.
Yeah, I think that needs to be addressed big time.
Yeah, and that could definitely be a myth.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need the pancreas once you start on insulin. Just let the insulin injections take over. Like, no.
No, you kind of need the pancreas too. The islet cells are good. Yeah. That would be a real good myth one.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get the idea. These are short and sweet. They don't have not long, half hour, 20 minute, 1 to 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, but even if it's just one minute. And I was hearing that on this Facebook person, I have to meet with her again and look back at my notes, but she's telling me on Instagram, you create these little story things and they have to be under a minute and you can hook them together and people love them and you just get them like really, honed in on it. You know what I mean? Right. So that's something to look at. I haven't mastered Instagram yet. She gave me some ideas and I immediately did a couple of pictures and posted, and then I went off to something else and didn't do any more with it. But yeah. I plan to, because she wants me to really build that one up. Because you get a lot of traction there, especially short, sweet, like, and you create these little stories that people are like, okay, what is she going to say next? In part two, which we'll do tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And you keep the anticipation going, right? And then you can do call to actions once they've developed rapport with you.
Okay.
Okay. So you're all going to create these and post them in the group, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can give you ideas because we're all better at doing everybody else's stuff than we are at our own, right? I can look at your stuff objectively. I'm not emotionally attached and I can give you some great ideas for videos. Whereas I'm sitting here for myself going, oh, I have to do another one of these things. And what am I going to do? I've said everything already. No, you just kind of say it over again in a different way. Okay. We did this. Who am I to sound, but I'm looking at my list here. So does anybody have a question about once you've got your opt-in done and you're getting them into your list, where do you post that to get people to see it? Anybody have a question about that or you feel confident with that? Yeah? Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about a few ideas. So
I think Allison raised her hand.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, with these, you know, I've been trying to think of newsletter titles, but I can use these videos as a basis for a blog post and put them in a newsletter as well, can't we?
Absolutely. It's the word is repurpose. It's right on my list below this next bullet. Repurpose, repurpose, repurpose. Right? So if you do a Facebook Live, say we do a Facebook Live together and that, you know, we talked about doing that about once you had your course done. So say we do this Facebook Live. You can take that Facebook Live. You can download the MP4 from it, or if it's on mine, I give it to you. And then you can go up and load it to YouTube. You can load it to your blog and write a blog post about it with just bullet points. If you don't want to spend the time going back and what did I say on there? Send it to Temi. Right? Send it to Temi for $6 or less. You'll get the recording of it and you just go in and you make bullet points from it. And what I've heard, I'm not sure I can verify this, is that Google likes a blog post to be at least 300 words to get any kind of ranking. So if you just put a video and say, watch my video, that's not enough anymore. Used to be. So if you get the Temi transcript and you just create a bullet point summary, people love it anyway, right? They love getting a summary of what it is. And you can always restate your call to action really easily in there. And now you've got a blog post. So you can create one piece of content and you can use it in your newsletter, right? You can use it on Facebook. You can use it on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on wherever else you're on social media. You can use it on YouTube. And there's some other thing that I don't know much about that Nancy mentioned to me. It's like a site that it's almost like MindBody Green. Easier to get your stuff posted there. MindBody Green has a whole, you know, long process for getting approved there. But places like MindBody Green are great. And I forget what this was called, but I'll look for it and find out, because she wants me to start putting stuff up there. And people watch it and they click to your links. But you don't want to start getting yourself out there until you have a call to action to send them back to. And you don't want the call to action be, go to my website, right? Even though you're spending time getting your website to look good, that's not the first point of entry. The first point of entry needs to be, here, download my free guide too. And here's the link. And you send them there. Make sense?
I did what you are talking about last fall when I did my vision board workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did some Facebook Lives and then just took that and gave it, I can't remember who I even used, and then the blog post became, you know, the top of it is the video. Because then you upload it to YouTube and then the app, and you can embed that in your WordPress blog. And so I did that, and then below it was the transcript. Mm-hmm. I did go back through, because, you know, it's really interesting. It makes you ponder what you say or how you speak when you read a transcript.
Oh, yeah. So embarrassing.
Word for word. And it's like, oh, and so I'm just going back in there. But it makes you realize how many times you say and. Or so, or whatever, or right. And it just, so that was really just,
it's an eye
interesting opener. Oh boy.
But the other thing that it does is it's, you see that when you're speaking, you may start a sentence. It gets you off to go somewhere else. And then you come back and finish the sentence. So the sentence spans over like three lines. And when you're reading it back, it doesn't make sense. Right. But in the moment it does to people. If I start to say, oh yeah. And by the way, put it on your blog too. Go back and do this. And oh, by the way, it makes sense when we're talking and we see each other, but it doesn't make any sense at all when it's a, yeah. So unedited transcripts should only be used. Like I said the other day, who we were talking about getting a transcript of these. And I said, but, I don't want to do that because then I have to edit them because I don't want to put something out there that's unprofessional. Right. And you guys said, no, don't worry about it. So it won't go on the page. It won't go on the recordings page. No, it'll just be like passed on between us.
Yeah. Anyway, that was just my caveat. If you use one of those.
And how did that work for you? Did that drive opt-ins and traffic for you?
I got people that, I had people who opted in that have never opted in or even purchased.
Beautiful.
To the workshop.
So it worked, right? It worked to get new people and new eyes on your stuff. Mm-hmm. And especially if you have a hot title on the blog and you repeat it. The thing was with Google and with WordPress blogs, if you're putting out there and every time you write, it's about a different topic and you're not really careful about choosing your tags and your keywords or categories and keywords, then you're random all over the place. But if you consistently have a set of 10 to 12 categories that you write in and a set of, you know, maybe 20 to 30 even keywords, that every time you write, you're using a bunch of those, you start to get ranked for those keywords, right? And when you start to get ranked, I remember experimenting with this when I first learned about it. And within, I think 2 weeks, I was on page one for the search, and it's a weird search, but it was the search for adrenal fatigue, gluten-free living foods. Within 1 week, I was number one on Google because I used that over and over again as an experiment. So if you can find keywords that people are using, when you look in the keyword search and you're getting at least 10, 20,000 hits a month on a particular keyword, then you put those keywords together and they really do describe you. It's going to be put together in such a way that there's not a lot of competition, but there's a lot of eyeballs going for it because people might be going for the gluten-free. People might be going for this, that, or the other thing. And in combination, you can get a higher ranking. So that's a little bit more sophisticated and it's in the SEO realm, which I'm not an expert at, But that's the, but just make sure when you're putting up your blog post that you use, first of all, you use the categories and keywords. Some people don't even use it. And just come up with a list of the ones that you want people to be looking for. Dysmenorrhea, menstrual cramps, PMS, bloating, or menstrual bloating, so that you have those two words together. Whatever you come up with that list. Type 1 diabetes, juvenile type 1 diabetes, whatever that word you use for when they go too low, you called it the correction, low correction.
Correction. Right?
That's what your people might be searching for, and use some of those keywords based on what, when you did your little survey in your group, and or you went back through the groups that you pulled out. Wow, they say this a lot. They say that a lot. Those are what you would use as your keywords. And so when they go out there, instead of them going to, you know, Josh Axe, who wrote two articles on type 1 diabetes and is not anywhere near an expert in it, but because he's so high ranked, they went there. They're also going to see you because you are consistently using these and he's maybe used it once or twice. Right? So we use that. Yeah. Good?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how you get eyeballs on there that you wouldn't have otherwise gotten, right? If you just send it to your own list, you get your own list eyeballs, right? You put it on YouTube, you put it in your Facebook, you put it in a lot of places, and then suddenly Google is seeing you in a lot of places. So you start to get more highly ranked and they start to send people to you. I remember when I was really focusing on my blog, and there's this thing called the Alexa ranking. And the Alexa ranking ranks how high you rank with respect to all the websites out there. When you put up a new website, you're going to see yourself at 30,000 or 30 million, right? And then as you post more, you might get lower and lower. And I was like, I don't know how to do this, but I just kept writing blog posts and putting them out there. And I went from being like that multi-million to, I think I got down to the lowest I ever got. And then I stopped tracking was like 200,000. So I was in the top 200,000 websites being viewed. That's pretty darn good considering how many are out there. All right. And if you can do that and get yourself popped up in the rankings, you can get a lot of eyeballs on your stuff that you wouldn't otherwise. Make sense? Okay. All right. So we've got about 2 hours. And what I wanted to do was pick topic of what we've talked about so far or something else you're working on that you want to work with. And I know, Lisa, you're going to have to cut out in what, about 20 minutes? Yeah. So you could work with me. We can work. So I want to break you up into pairs. And first of all, I want you to identify what it is that you want to do, or just let's do it. Let's just break up into pairs. And of all the things that you've done, let's just say you want to help each other pick something that would be a great next thing to do. And we can come back together and then we can break up again. Same pairs or different pairs, doesn't matter to me, and work on it. Like work on it for a while and then work on it together. Does that make sense? Because I think that, you know, that'll give you more eyeball, right? More eyeball time for each other to bounce ideas back and forth with. Yes? No? Lynn?
You want to make me a co-host again so I can do the breakout?
Oh, darn it. Yeah. Lynn will break us into breakout groups. Put me with Lisa because then when she needs to go, then I can just pull anybody into my breakout group that needs some extra help. And if you need help, you just tell me you need help. I'll be able to hear everybody. Well, I won't be able to. Raise your hand. I'll be able to see you, right? Will I be able to see them if they're in breakout groups? Or I'll be able to flip from one group to another, though. I can move from one room to another. There we go. That's easy. I knew there was some way to do that. All right. So Lynn is now a co-host. We do these breakouts in
Laura's, but I think you need to make me a host.
I need to make you a host?
Yeah. All right.
So let me make me a host, a co-host. I guess I have to make you a host and then you make me a co-host?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So make me a co-host. There we go. And so if the video script is what you want to work on, great. Let's do that. But have a discussion first. I'll check in, you know, after 5-10 minutes, see what's going on. And then if you figure it out, everybody's figured out, don't need help figuring out, then I'll give you some guidelines as to how to work with that and at least get a starting point. Because if you walk away with something started, you're going to be more likely to want to finish it than if you walk away with just an idea in your head.
So do you want then Allison, Annette, and Mihaela, and one?
Well, will you go in with, why don't you go in with Mihaela? And Allison and Annette can go in. How's that? Does that work out?
Sure.
Yeah? Is that okay with you, Mihaela? Okay. Good. And then I'll go with Lisa because she has to cut out.
Yep. Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
You have to hit join.
I completely left.
Yeah. I closed all the rooms. We'll see what happens if everybody comes back.
Were you ever afraid of criticism?
Oh, man. Huh. Yeah. I still kind of cry inside. It's like, they don't like me.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The fact that I can do this shows that I'm coming along in my progress. I used to not even talk to people.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very shy.
See, like, that's how I was. And my brother was very...
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Good. Good.
Okay, so I want to hear.
Annette was asking, how long is this? I went, all right. So I asked Mihaela, how long were we supposed to be here? Oh, I think 10 minutes. I went, pretty sure we are. And so I just opened up your break.
I'm glad you did. I was going to come back in momentarily. So just hear you guys were and just check in on you. So I want to hear what everybody accomplished during that time.
Should I speak first?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I found the script that I had for a, what is it called? It's for the trust building video. And I put that together, written it down on a piece of paper, dictated it into Evernote, which has turned it into text. So I've created the script for my first video.
Wait. Let's hear this way you did this, because this is good. Okay. So you... found the script, like a template.
Yeah, I found a template for your initial trust building video. It's not really about the way I work, but it is more along the lines of the myths. So it involves three myths.
Wow.
And then, so I worked on each of the sections for that. So the template has...
So this is a Rosetta Brinda template that you found?
Yeah. So it's got seven sections. And what she says is break the film up into 5 to 10 minute sections. So I may listen to how long it takes and then do a separate video for each of the three mistakes I've covered.
Great.
So then for each of those, I've put in my text for each area, each section, which are welcoming them to the video series. Telling them what this video is and why it's so great, identifying three mistakes or myths or whatever, describe how each mistake is causing pain and stopping them from getting what they want, connecting each mistake from to the need for more support in my program, giving them a tip to get started now, and inviting comments below. So that is now created on Evernote in text, and I can just take it from there.
So you dictated it into Evernote, and Evernote converted it? I didn't know.
Yeah, they do that all the time. You can do it in Notes or in Evernote, but because Evernote is where I store a lot of my stuff, it was obvious to put it in there because I can search for it, so I can put my tags on it.
But we don't need to send to Temi. We can do.
Well, it depends what we're doing, doesn't it? Yes, if you're speaking directly to this, then you can
into it. Right. Okay, good. That's good to know. Evernote? Who has Evernote? Do you guys have Evernote?
Okay.
Yeah. Evernote's well worth it. Is that just the upgraded version or do you have the free version?
Yeah. No, I upgraded.
$5 a month.
Years ago.
$50 a year. I've been doing it for years. I take a lot of my notes in there and I like it because it syncs between all the computers.
It syncs so quickly from my smartphone to my desktop. It's brilliant.
It's amazing. And it works on all platforms, Mac, PC, tablets, and phone. It's amazing. Yeah, I didn't know it did that, though. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Yay.
Yay.
Awesome. Annette, what'd you do?
I started jotting down notes and sentences for the video, why you should pick me, some of the things that are wrong with the current system.
Mm-hmm.
I created well over 2 pages.
Whoa. Okay, good.
And then while doing that, I realized another one of those myth things I should do is who sponsors the American Diabetes Association?
I love that one.
Yeah, because they get a lot of ties to sugar and pharmaceuticals.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, somebody posted on the NEPT page, and I haven't had a chance to look at it, so I may have overreacted, but somebody dissing stevia. And how stevia was no good. And so I just went there and briefly glanced through and I see ads for Del Monte and Oreos popping up on this page where this woman wrote it. I don't know who this person is. Oh, there's lots of studies that show that whatever it was. And I'm like, she didn't give any links to any studies. She just said there's lots of studies. And the way she worded it was like, well, because it has a structure similar to these plant hormones, and hormones can be mutagenic, that therefore stevia might be mutagenic. But then I'm like, I'm looking at this guy, and I will go back and read it, but my first glance was she's dissing stevia and she's got advertisements for Del Monte canned fruit and Oreo cookies that are popping up on her site.
Yeah.
So I wrote back and I said, you've got to vet where you're getting your information from. I don't know what the article says. Maybe there is some valid information that there's a problem with stevia, but quite frankly, it grows like mint in my backyard. And what they were talking about was crystalline white stevia because it melts in, right? And they had advertisements. And so it's like, this is a really good one because it's teaching people how to be discerning about where they're getting their information from is really critical.
Yeah.
Love it.
I made a note to do that one.
Mahela.
So Lynn and I, we went over what is causing my paralysis.
Yeah.
Actually, and we were talking about fear and the need for myself to get organized and have a calendar. And that's where I'll start. And I'm going to start journaling and figure out. Well, I think I have a pretty good idea why I have a fear. But
is that something you want to share? Is that something you want to share?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with I was very shy growing up, and my brother was very strong, and I adore him, but he's a medical doctor practicing allopathic medicine, and my sister-in-law was my classmate in pharmacy school, and both of them are kind of like thinking, okay, girl, you just lost it. And so I feel like, you know, I have to prove to them that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's a lot of
pressure.
Okay. And you can, right? And, right, it's a matter of when you write a blog article, reference it, right? And when you speak, you can always put your video on a place where you've got a reference, that you're not alone with this, that there are references. So, you know, and maintain, you want to maintain your professionalism, because there's a lot of people out there who don't, right? And they go off the deep end and they start saying crazy stuff and you go, oh, what the hell are they talking about, right?
Yeah.
So it's a valid fear, right? And it's just a matter of, okay, I have this fear and it's valid. What do I do with it, right? And and you can totally do it.
And the other thing that I was encouraging Mihaela to do was to be herself.
Yeah.
You know, your brother is your brother and he obviously is happy with that, as is your sister-in-law, and that's great. So the world needs Mihaela. The world doesn't need your brother or your sister-in-law. Well, they do.
They do. They have their place.
Yeah. I didn't mean it quite that same way.
The people that need Mihaela don't need them. The people
exactly.
that Mihaela are the ones that have not gotten solutions from allopathic medicine. And allopathic medicine is amazing for saving lives. It's amazing for trauma. It's what's needed, you know, for when somebody's in the middle of a heart attack to revive them and do all the cool stuff that I don't know how to do to get them back. But then the world, those same people who have the trauma need this approach for helping them to avoid it in the future or to really truly heal if it's a trauma. But with the heart attack, like, I feel really bad because Allison said she had, like, what, 3 different MIs this week. And it's like those people that she had to send off to the ER, right, from her locum practice, they will get perhaps saved, hopefully, right? But will they get prevented from being back there again in a year? Which Allison could do if she took them in and did her thing. And what you said to Mihaela applies to Allie too, because, you know, you've had all these years and you do locums and you have to not be Allie in the locums. You have to be this medical trained Western allopathic physician there, or you get your hand slapped and you need that right now for your income support. But when you're outside of that office, you get to be Allie. Right? You get to be who you are and really help them on a deep, profound level. Yeah, absolutely. And letting them know that. We're not coming here to just get a prescription. Right? Yeah, I can tell you, instead, when you take your statins, take CoQ10 with it, because I'm a naturopathic pharmacist and I'm going to know the side effects. And I can tell you that you can, you know, probably take some niacin instead of some of these other, you know, whatevers. But that's not going to save you in the long run. And Mihaela knows how to help you with the big picture. And that's where you stand out. That's where all of us stand out, right? Yeah. Cool. Good stuff, guys. All right. Well, it's 3:20. We can go for another hour, or we can just say we accomplished a lot because we were just a small number of us today. And call it a day. What's the vote? First of all, any questions, any burning questions before we make that decision? Any questions about what your next steps should be?
Well, one quick question on Temi. So where is that, temi.com or?
Yeah, temi.com. It's a subsidiary of rev.com.
Okay.
And I love what they do because they'll send you something that looks like a Word doc. They'll send you a link to it. And in that Word doc is your whole transcript that they created. But then at each spot where they couldn't understand it, it has the timing. And if you click that, it plays it, because inside that doc, it has your recording. So it plays it. And then any point in time, you want to hear what was said at that time. So you want to clarify, you can click it. Can we see? Let's see. Hard to see. But yeah. And you can
so basically, I've written the website into the questions here. There's a smartphone app as well as on your desktop. When you click into your smartphone, you have this page here. And for example, that shows the ones that have already been transcribed, and you can upload them from here. So what I do, so I record my Rita Marie sessions on the voice memos of my smartphone. Mm. One of the options when you've got one open is to send, you know, you've got the little send button, which is a square with an arrow. When you click on that, once you've uploaded Temi onto your smartphone, the Temi option is one of those there. All you do is simply tick, press that, which is copy to Temi. Make sure you've got internet access so that it can upload it. It gradually uploads it. You've already got your payment details on there, and it just transcribes it, and it comes back within 3 minutes.
It's crazy.
Because it's done by machine, not by human, it comes back within 3 minutes. So this afternoon, having got it working again, I got 2 whole hour-long sessions with Rita Marie transcribed this afternoon for you this morning, you know?
That's great. And it costs 10 cents a minute. Yeah. So if it's an hour long thing, it costs you $6 to get a transcript. Like, holy cow, right?
Yeah.
So I love that. I didn't know, but I knew they had an app, but I never installed it on my phone, and I didn't know you can mix between. So I'm going to do that because I had a couple of mastermind sessions while I was traveling and I have them on there, which I just have to go back and listen to and take notes. But instead I'm going to send it.
Absolutely. It's so easy. It's so quick. What was the problem that I was having for the last few months is the internet here, but in my office, the internet is weaker than over in the house. So I simply this afternoon held my phone close to the Wi-Fi and made sure that that it kept open rather than closing down, because every time it closed down, it stopped uploading. Mm. And finally managed to work. So it's
yay.
Good. And do you want me to show you what the transcripts look like? I've got them open.
Oh, share your screen. Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, I love it. When I went in there, I'm like, oh my God, this is a dream come true. And of course, they're less accurate than if you have a person do it. There's going to be mistakes, but if you're just looking at it to create like content for a blog post, it's a lot easier than writing the whole thing over.
Absolutely. So it comes in with speaker one, speaker two, speaker three. I've already started editing this, which is the retreat hot seat from May. And so I've added Dr. Rita Marie, Ali, Steph, and when various people have spoken. And I've also edited some of the spelling so I can lift out lumps of text. So I can say, sailing through menopause with joyful. So, it's easy as that. You can bring this up on your desktop within minutes of sending the audio off.
And you
quite
can
incredible.
Blanket changes, like if you find something that over and over again they misspelled or they had wrong, you can just do like you can in Word where you can change them all kind of thing. It's really cool. Yeah.
That's right. And you've got, this is my dashboard within Temi. So it shows the three pieces that have already been transcribed for me. From within that, you can view the transcript. And if you go back to this transcript from there, it's very easy to download. There's a button at the top here, or to even share it.
That's awesome. So if we do that for the call, the mastermind calls, if I send the recordings over there, I can say share and just have, or I can have someone on our team just hit share and share that with you guys and just put different email addresses. Is that how? Or do you have to have a Temi account?
I'm not sure. I've already done the one from, I think it was Wednesday, because I found I didn't have a recording of Thursday, but only from my section, I think. So it's 24 minutes. So if you look at that transcript, if you click on...
Click share again. So we can see.
Yeah. Okay. Coming.
Allison, did
Coming.
Allison, did you say you didn't record yesterday? Because I have it.
Oh, have you? Brilliant. Because that one I didn't record. I thought I had, but I couldn't find it on my phone afterwards.
No, the one where
I have it.
The one about the website. Yeah.
Brilliant, because I was disappointed not to have that. So click on share. You can give edit access. You can get a shareable link. So if we were to sort of click the get share link, you can copy it and then you can paste it in, well, anywhere, you know, paste it here in our text.
And if you send that to me, then I can look at that. Beautiful. Yeah, so that's how we can do it. We'll set up a process for our team once these are done, like the mastermind calls and the recordings are done. We'll post the recording itself to the site, and then we'll just have them send the Temi and then send you guys, you know, right on there. I'll share the link and put it in an email.
And I'll get yesterday's call out to you, Allison.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Sure.
Right. Yay. I love technology. It's so
amazing.
Thank you.
So do I, when it works,
when it doesn't, like when I'm in the backyard and I can't get on the internet anymore and it was working for 2.5 hours and then suddenly it stopped. So crazy. Anything else? Annette, what did you get done? Oh, you told me already.
No.
Yeah, you told me already. Ellie, Annette, and Mahila, you all told me. All right. Lynn, what about you? What have you gotten out of today? Is there anything you've got insights that you have that you're going to walk away with?
Well, yeah. I feel like I'm nurturing my own baby here. And it's like, you know, you see those pictures. I never had an ultrasound or anything, but you see these pictures of the baby, and especially the 3D. And it's like they start to come into focus. That's kind of how I feel about this. And just really clarity for myself. Kind of, and this is why I appreciated talking with Mahila. So, and that's the beauty of all of this is while we talk to each other, we also and support each other, we gain clarity for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of that story, the Velveteen Rabbit. You know, I feel real. And and that's just how I feel right now, is that the closer I get to this, and I can also say, the closer I get to this, I realize the farther away I'm getting from the fears and the other things that were keeping me back. And I'm not going to say, oh, I'm free. I have to worry about that anymore. Yeah. But it's just the awareness and realization helps me. So no matter what direction you go in, and this is what you were telling us at the beginning, right? It's okay to change. And actually it's probably healthier for us to
probably good to change it periodically, you know, because you evolve and you grow and you become
right
mature and the market changes and your experience changes and the people you work with teach you things that you didn't know before about what they need, and then you shift.
And we go into different phases of life.
Yeah.
You know, and even though I can definitely relate to young mothers, I'm also now relating more to grandmothers and young grandmothers, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And so my business would change because I'm changing. And anyway, I'm blathering, but I just really appreciate, even though I'm kind of trying to hang out in the background to support you and everything, it helps me too.
Yeah, good. I was hoping that. That's why I want you here. Allie?
I think it's interesting how even though your niche is health practitioners who want to work in this way, we have created such diverse niches. It's wonderful that we complement each other so well and we're not in competition with each other. I mean, it's mad.
It's really great. It really is. And I think that I was having this conversation with Maria this morning because she works me out, and she was talking about recipes, and she didn't want to get into recipes, but her people need recipes and they want menu plans. She goes, I really want to talk to Karen. I said, talk to Karen. There's a synergy there. Karen doesn't want to take people through, do what you do. you're not competing. You have a similar audience, but you have two different things. I'll bring Maria in to do, you know, some exercise stuff, or somebody to do yoga or something, you know, to bring in those niches. And I don't want to do menopause. I just don't want to specialize in menopause or PMS. That's not my thing. I love the thyroid and adrenal stuff, and I like all that. So I want to have you guys have your programs so that we can offer it. And my future thing is this big platform where, you know, the platform manages all these different offerings and is marketing it not to everybody. It's not like this one list that I have to wear my list out, but we're managing multiple lists of people that are targeted. And, you know, the dads won't find out anything about the menopause. Well, maybe they will, because they need it. Menopause support dads, right? But you know what I'm saying? Like, they're only going to be marketed to the people, but the platform manages all the crap that none of us really like to manage. So that's just a hint of what I'm working towards. But that's where, you know, get these programs done so that we can get it out there to more people.
Yes. I've just got two blog posts written about menopause 101 for men.
I love it.
Menopause.
Menopause, right? What do they call it? Menopause is because we want to pause the men at that point. No, thank you. Yeah, good stuff. Really good stuff. And what I was going to say to you when, let's see, Lynn said something that reminded me. So it's interesting how the people that come together, like the more clear I am about who I can relate to, our ERC program this year is almost entirely women between 60 and 66. Almost entirely. There's three men. There's a few in their, a couple few in their 50s, maybe one or two in their 40s, one or two in their 30s, and a couple in their 70s. But the big chunk of it is that, you know, and it's like I'm right in the middle of that. So for me, what feels like to me is like, it's almost like I'm what they're striving for. You know what
you
I mean?
Are.
I'm right there in the middle of their range and going.
It seems to be, you are.
It. That, you don't want that. Like, I feel like I'm so much younger than them when I read their stuff, but it's really like they can know, here I am. Yeah, you have an MTHFR. That's terrible. I have two. You know, oh, you have that SNP. Yeah, I have it too. Right? So let's not hang our hats on our diagnoses, our SNPs, our whatever. Let's know what's possible. And I love that I can share that with them, and not from a gloating point, like, look, you can be like me too, but look what's possible. I have crappy genes and dead relatives, you know? I'm one of my oldest living relatives. Who was it that said that he is his oldest living relative? Somebody came on one of the calls and said, oh, I am my oldest in my family. I don't remember who it was, but the point is that this is it. And even the men, like at least two of them are that same age range men, right? That mid-60s range men. So that's the people who are attracted here. And what I was trying to say is more like there's room for so much else, right? There's that need for these other pieces and bringing people in to talk to them. Like, I'd love to bring Allie in to talk to them about the menopause stuff and how important, you know, just like a little talk, a little pep talk. And, you know, as soon as your program is back to being able to be done, that some of them may want to do that. Cause a lot of these are consumers. They want to have everything in their library that's possibly out there. Right. We have a 35-year-old with PCOS fits perfectly with the insulin resistance stuff. Right. She likely has miserable periods. We haven't gotten that far with her, but you know, and it's interesting the group of people that we bring together, and there is diversity. Oh, I know what I was going to say. So when Lynn said about the birth, that's how I feel with all of you, right? So when, for example, when Drina did her case to present for her certification, I was like, oh, my baby really learned this stuff. She really got, you know, I felt like it was my kid that just went and did their first ballet or, you know, guitar recital or whatever. It was like, the pride and the joy. And that's what I want to do. I want to birth you guys out there and see you become like when people talk about Steph, like, oh yeah, she's the big gut expert. Everybody in all my groups is like, Steph, Steph, Steph. They idolize Steph because of all her stuff, right? It feels so good to have, you know, been part of that birth of her getting into her own stuff. And each of you has that, right? I talk about you a lot, Annette. What? I'm sorry, the gestation has been so long. Yeah, think of yourself as an elephant, you know? What is an elephant gestation? 36 months?
I'm sorry, you were saying something about me and I started laughing.
Oh, it's like I mention you all the time to people, right? Whenever we talk about, I'll tell people in some of my other masterminds, oh, I have somebody in my group is creating this stuff for parents of type 1 diabetics to prevent them from doing the crap that they're telling them. And, you know, I share about you guys, right? So I want to be able to share that more fully, that you have these programs that I can actually send people to.
Okay, so I have a question about the program.
Yeah.
Okay, so you last night on the call, one of the last things you said to me was you need to come up with your modules, what they're going to be.
Yeah, I thought you already did. So.
Well, I did. So I went and I pulled those over and I'm messing with them some. But how long should I plan for each module to be? 30 minutes, 40?
How long does it take you? And how many videos, how many, whatever, what does it take you to get the result you want that module to have for them?
Okay.
I don't think we can say it has to be a half hour, because I think there's a lot of programs out there that are really scrawny and they don't really get to the point of empowering people. If it's, so maybe it's a half hour video, but maybe there's also action steps. And I think when you're creating a program, you have whatever's the material they're going to consume, and then you have action steps. And each of the action steps may have a downloadable, it may have a checklist, it may have, but you want them to actually have steps that they can do from that. So whatever it takes.
All right.
Right? The shorter, if you can get what you need to them, the shorter the better, because they're busy people. Right? But you want to give them the tools and the checklists and the actual actionable stuff so they can put what you taught them into practice.
Okay. So I told you I signed up for Dr. Jody's course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's the one module might have 3 or 4 videos in it, but mm-hmm. they're all short. They're
yeah.
like 3-4 minutes. And then, like you said, she has checklists and here are the big takeaways.
Exactly. Yeah. So like I said, the shorter, the better, if you can get it across. I want to go back and shorten all mine to be like, okay, do this and then cut it. But I give like 6 action steps in one video and it's an hour. That's a little too much for people's attention span. But if I had shorter videos and I had blah, 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 get out in the sun. This is why. Okay. Action step every morning between now and the time you watch the next one. I want you to go, you know, shine your face in the sun to activate, you know, shut off the melatonin and turn it on so it comes back later or whatever. Then that's an action step they can do. Whereas if you give them too many action steps in one piece of content, it's too much.
Okay. Right. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. So you can have a module that's 5 little short videos. Or audio clips or whatever piece of information they need to actually do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
and mine needs to be redone. I think Sweet Spot needs to be redone because people they're raving about, oh, I'm going to go back and watch all the videos and blah, 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 blah. Like in reality, they don't need to watch all those videos to take action. The video is like gives them the background information to give them to incentivize them to do it. And for the geeky ones who really want to know. But in reality, I could make each module have a 5 to 10 minute video that says, okay, this is why you're going to do this. Go ahead and do it. Once you're done, come back and watch the next video. Yeah. Cool. Good. That's a great question. Super question. Yeah. Anybody else have questions? I see you guys said you're okay to stay another hour. You want to go, but you want a potty break. Is there more? There's more that you guys want to cover. Let's take a quick potty break and come back and then just wrap it up. Okay. Okay. Take a 5 minute potty break and come on back. I'll sit here if anybody doesn't want to take a potty break. And
I actually have a question.
Sure.
So, cause this is, this is one of the areas I struggle in. Well, yeah. Besides cordoning off my time, you know, to make sure that, you know, to me, balance isn't so much that I give equal time to every station of my life. It's just that
they all get it. Yeah, they all get some whatever they need. They get
exactly. So along with that is, and this is why I told Mihaela, it's, you know, we mirror each other. It's like, well, who am I? Who do I want to show up as?
Yeah.
Which is why I, you know, I was having this like, oh, people stayed and wanted to be a part of that membership group. And Sarah and Paula stayed, you know, it's $97 a month along with the membership group. They get an hour long session each month with me.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, you know, duh, I should do this here. And so I'm really torn between, because I get a lot of people who like the things that I say in terms of the planets and herbs and stuff like that. But at the same time, I see a real need for what I was talking about with women, especially that are just exhausted. And they have this desire to learn about these natural means and whatever, but they're just so exhausted that they just don't have the oomph to do it. And, you know, like Steph, you know, this whole conversation started with her at the retreat in Texas, where she's like, you know, I'm just trying to stay awake between taking care of her son and her business and all these other pieces that she's trying to do.
Other.
And so, you know, I'm kind of going back and forth to see which area. And the other thing, though, is I know I don't have to just do one thing. You know, but once it's like I can get them in and then show them these other pieces that they can be involved in. And so, you know, I'm just trying to figure out which is the piece that's going to draw them in, that I can be uniquely of help to them. Is it with making sense of the chaos in their life? And then as we work, we talk about the herbal things and all that other stuff. Or do I bring them in with the herbal things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not something I don't think any of us can answer without doing a little market research.
Mm.
Right? Well, you have a passion for both.
Yeah.
Right?
The underlying passion in all of it is helping to people to be happy with themselves just the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the underlying thing.
And that's something that's awesome, and it's not something that people have budgeted to spend money on.
Right. I get that.
So you have to, so you're right in thinking in terms of what are they willing to spend money on? You know, they're willing to spend money to end the exhaustion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're willing to spend money if you're going to teach them ways to forage for food in their backyard and get their energy back by just going out and eating the plants from their yard and not going to the store.
But is that kind of the second tier? You know, now that we've figured out, you know, what you want, how you want to show up in your life with your schedule and whatever else, here's some other pieces that you can add to it.
I mean, that's typically when you're creating a business, that's what you think about. You get them in with a particular problem, and you can have over time, you can have multiple problems that you bring them in with, but you have these offers that then become from there.
Right.
So that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
I've
actually got an opt-in. I think I showed it to you with, there's two parts to it. The one is, it's one that you can like cut out and fold up and put in your purse, the top five herbs to keep in your car. And then how to use them. And the second one is, I don't know, it's probably 10, 12 pages on different herbs to keep in your kitchen.
So here's the thing, right? if you can serve those people that want to come in with the herbal stuff and the people who come in because they're just so bloody exhausted and overwhelmed with the same membership site, then you have multiple opt-ins for the same thing that leads them to purchase the same thing, where you're going to help them meet them. You're going to meet them where they're at. See what I'm saying? And so if you can, I don't know what you call your membership. What do you call your membership?
Awaken Your True You.
Awaken Your True You. I'm thinking in terms of from an herbal standpoint. You know, I'm saying, what could you name that? That the people that are coming in wanting all of that, you know, mm-hmm. Awaken Your True You. I have to give some thought to that, mm-hmm. right? As to whether that's the best name for it, right? That might be a good subheading, but is that enough that's going to get people to go, oh yeah, right? And so they have this opt-in that teaches them about the herbs to keep in their car and like really accessing their inner healer. Maybe you want to add some of that stuff in there, awakening your mm-hmm. healing or something like that. You know, something that feels good to you, but yeah. also would feel good if they came in from different avenues and came together, right? So if we bring people in that like are thinking about their thyroid because their doctor's putting them on medication and it's not helping, and they've heard about adrenal fatigue and they've heard about blood sugar, and they come in and they go, oh, she has this community, you know,
right.
and I want to rename that community at some point and rebrand it, but this community where they all can come together and get support, regardless of how they came in, I think that would be good for you. So I like having the idea of multiple opt-ins for the same thing. But the thing that you offer has to be appealing to the same people who would want each of those things. Make sense? Yep. Or you educate them when they first come in from the herbal thing. You educate them about what they really need is. And then
right.
into your thing. So you have to have an educational series before
right.
you make that offer. And then it makes a logical sense. So if I were to do, like, say for Sweet Spot, say I were to create three separate opt-ins, you know, a video page, and I'm going to give away something, one created for fatigue, one created for brain fog, one created for belly fat, one created for prevention of heart disease, and I created that. I could actually bring them all together into a thank you page. Here, your thing is being mailed to you. That thank you page could bring them together and say, your fatigue, blah, 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 your brain fog, blah, and bring it together so they realize that all of these channels I brought together are really the underlying issue of one thing, blood sugar imbalance. And then I can take them through a series and offer
right.
blood sugar imbalance. So if you can think of it in terms of that, what are these issues that they're seeing and reasons for coming together? And how could you create some sort of something that ties all of that stuff together into one need, which is to be in community and to help to awaken that person, you know, that true healing essence, whatever it is. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does.
Yeah.
Ultrasound picture is becoming more clear.
Oh, yay. Does it have like a nose now and a penis sticking out?
Nope, this is a female.
It's a female, right? So you can tell that there's no penis. Because you know when they, what is it that, I think it's like 20, 15 weeks, whatever the number of weeks is, they can't tell if it's a boy or a girl, but then suddenly they go,
either
they have it or they don't.
That wasn't a hand wave.
Yeah, that wasn't the hand, right?
Yeah, we didn't want to know the finger.
What's that?
But it was too late. We didn't want to know with my son, my first baby, but we could see on the ultrasound. So
no, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I never. Yeah, I use midwives, so
yeah,
we were home births and all that good stuff. So
it's does that right. make sense? What I just shared with Lynn is that you start with one main problem that you're going to bring them in with. You bring them in. You have your thing that you're selling. So she's already got this membership. Now she's thinking, okay, how do I either keep it the same name or rebrand it, that, so it's still appealing to the people who are in, but then it's also going to be appealing to people who come in from different avenues. And there's multiple things, like with menopause, some people are just like, they're desperate for their sleep. Maybe they don't even know that they're perimenopausal. They just can't sleep anymore. So there's an insomnia opt-in, right? Maybe there's that bloody exhaustion. And then you're awakening them that, like, hey, if you're in this age range, it may be that you're starting to get into menopause, right? So you just can bring them together in different ways, right? And for you, Annette, even the same thing, because some of them are just, they're just overwhelmed, they're exhausted. Some of them are bloody fed up with what they're learning, and they're seeing their kids suffering, and they don't like it. And they've started a research, and you can bring those, that more educated group in together, right? And so we look at all that. I tend to like to bring in the people who are pretty educated. And you'll notice most of the people, not all, of the people who come through to ERC. I mean, they spent 2 days with me learning all this really detailed stuff and probably know more about genetics than their doctors ever would, right? And they were excited by it enough to want to keep going, right? Whereas some people would have been completely turned off by, what do I want to know about this for? You know, this is too detailed. They'll go away. That's fine with me, right? Because I want to go with a more sophisticated audience because I have a hard time dumbing it down. It's just really hard for me. I can't have a hard time with it, right? I catch myself when I'm in casual conversation and I start mentioning these technical words. Well, that means, and I'm pretty good at, you know, explaining it, but the words just pop out of my mouth and I'm like, you know. So everybody's a little different as to how, you're not, Lynn is really appealing to those women who are just like, and they're into the stars or they're into the planets and they're into the more natural stuff. They're not, you know, they're more right brain touchy feely. But they're, you know, so I think that we each pick that up, but make the program that services them, make an obvious opt-in that gets them there. And once you start to see steady stream coming in, you go, okay, who else is this good for? What other symptoms, what other problems are they having? How can I bring those people in? Make sense? But start with the biggest net, right? The people that are most.
That's why I was just like, oh, how, you know, V8 moment. It's right there. I mean, it was so right there and I didn't even see it. And because I was so busy thinking, you know, just the people I work with, doing what I thought I should be doing rather than, you know, what was right there.
And so when you say that the V8 moment, what was it that you were doing that you think?
I have no idea what I was doing. I just remember suddenly, like, you know, I'd snap back. Oh, wait. I've got this. Why am I thinking I need to be doing something else?
Something else, right. Mm-hmm. Take that site and just really, you can make a fortune with a site. You can reach a lot.
Talk about low-hanging fruit, right?
Right, exactly. You just have to figure out how to attract them in to that and then have your upsell into your, you know, private, you know, right, the $97 exactly. a month. So you have a $19 a month version, you have a $97 a month version. And if you get enough flow in there, you're sitting pretty.
You know, and that's for everybody here, right? It's we were thinking about these big programs and all of that, but it, you know, not that you can't, but what's that low-hanging fruit? One, it sustains you financially, but it also helps you, it builds your confidence to know that people are buying something from me. They like me. And so, you know, that's why I bring it up is because, you know, this was my brain thought. And so maybe that would help other people here to really look at what you have. Who are the people you're talking to? You know, Annette is brilliant at that. She's on these groups. She knows what they want.
Right.
And so she knows what to offer them. That's that low hanging fruit. While you're doing that, you build, you know,
yeah,
you build the other thing that they'll come to.
Right.
And that's what you're telling both Allison and Mihaela.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, what's that low hanging fruit? And that's just at all of these calls and things that I've come to. And I just truly appreciate learning and continuing to be inspired is to, one, know who we are, because that's what we need to offer. And you know, I'm not going to be you, and you're not going to be me. And so what is it that I can offer? What's that low-hanging fruit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and always with the idea of ease. Like, my mind has never been in the mind of ease. It's always been, what's the most complicated way I can do things, right? That's And then I look at it and go, why the hell am I doing it this way? I could have a membership site that recycles 6 years worth of membership stuff. And that's what I'm going to start. I'm going to start another membership that all it is recycling all that other stuff with maybe one Facebook Live a month that's on the membership group. And we just talk and that's it. Cause it's a lot of work doing what we're doing, you know, and then I can phase out the people who are already in there, you know, and they're grandfathered in, they have access, but they'll have to keep paying if they want to have access to all that or spend 18 hours downloading it all to their own computer.
Right. So that's the thing. What is the easiest thing that you can do?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the easiest thing?
Because, you know, we were brought up, everything has to be work.
Yeah.
No. What is the easiest thing that you can do?
Yeah.
And that was my, you know, while I was listening to you guys the other day, that was the little jolt in my brain. Oh, wait, it's right there.
And I think that's what Lisa came to in Lowing. I don't want to, you know, I want just people to refer people, and maybe I'll do once a year doing a program. And we just had this last conversation before she hung up was, she's so good at doing, she loves to dig in and do the labs, and we chatted about some of the languaging she could use there. But in terms of a program, an online program, I know people want this because this is my first online program. Just teach them how to read their own labs in a group. And if they want help, you offer them a package of sessions that you'll help them with that. But you're not committing to spending 14 hours in advance reading their 5 years worth of labs and then feeling like you're not charging them enough for it because you don't feel like you can charge them $2,000 for that. You know what I mean? So and she's like, oh, duh, you know, that comes easy for me, right? That comes easy. So yeah, I think that it's right. That's what comes easy to you. And I listened to this is ages ago, and I'm listening to this guy talk, and he's like, you know, so many of us are looking for that needle in the haystack. We're like, what's my special gift? And what is this? And what is that? And you're like looking, maybe it's this and maybe it's that. He goes, what is it that comes so easy for you? You can do it in your sleep. The reason it's so easy for you is because it's your gift. What is it? I wish I could get paid to just be interviewed all day long. Just like pick my brain, ask me the questions, and I can talk forever on any topic. I would love if I could find a way to just get paid to do that.
I think you can.
Maybe. But I got to get this all set up and just let everybody inherit it.
Stop. Stop overthinking.
Yeah. That's the thing. What is it that you're so good at? And I think that's something I am really good at, is just answer questions and come up with it on the fly and make connections because of my computer brain. How do I use that in a way that I don't work 18-hour days?
The other piece too that you mentioned is the collaboration, and I would love to see, I don't know, maybe we have to take one of our student spreadsheets and have everybody put what their niche is or something, so that, you know, if one of you needs somebody to come on and talk about how impactful scheduling can be, I'd be happy to come and talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know, Allison Mihaela, you know, you guys could collaborate so well together.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, any of us could use your expertise.
Yeah. I think we should do something like that. I'm going to watch to see. Mindshare is doing something like that. They're creating a database where you can go and you can see who all the people are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a spreadsheet. I'll see how they're doing it because I can model it. But you go in there and you see who are the people, what are their special, what's their niche, what's their free opt-in, when are they doing launches, So everybody can kind of go, oh, that's a good speaker for my summit. And oh, I want to go on her summit. You know, so it's going to be a collaboration thing. So I'm going to watch how they do it and then ask like what software they're using, what platforms. They're not going to reinvent the wheel. They're going to use some existing piece of software and plug everybody into it. So I'm sure there's stuff out there. I just haven't had a chance to look at it. And that would be a great thing, you know?
Yeah.
Nutritional endocrinology collaboration platform.
Absolutely.
Right? Everybody gets to go in there and see who's who and who's what. And that's a great way for a new person to get familiar with who
exactly.
In. And then, you know, existing people to get familiar with who all the new people are as they come in. And we just have some kind of form that they'd fill out that would go in there. And in fact, what we could do now is we could take that spreadsheet that we have that has people's names on it. We can link that up to a Google form. And it'll be something we put out there and tell everybody, here, fill in this form, and it'll just fill in your information.
She's got it all figured out already.
What's that?
So she's got it all figured out already.
That's my brain. That's my gift, right? Because when, you know, here's the thing. I have unfinished business in my head. When I hear somebody, I have a great idea, and I don't know how to do it. So my mind in the background is immediately going to it, and all of a sudden, boom, it pops out, right? It's a simple way to do it. It's very simple. A Google spread, I don't know if you ever, any of you have used Google Forms, but a Google Form is a great way. You fill out the Google Form and you can set it up so it links up to a spreadsheet, a Google Sheet that's on your drive. And you can have, it'll put into the first whatever number of columns, but you can even add columns to the other side that it doesn't touch when it puts it in, that you also, like as an administrator or whatever, we'd put in, you know, some other stuff. We did that for our job. First time we ever did it.
That's
the job thing.
That's what I do. Well, the first time I did it, I did a blog post where, no, actually it was an email where I had people answer questions about their food style. And then it went over as they answered, it went over onto that. But what I use it for now, so I send out to the people that I get the monthly calls for, I send out a form.
Pre-session, you know? Form and a post-session.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so as they answer that, it goes over to this spreadsheet.
You could see it. You know? Well, this is what I was thinking of as I was brainstorming some of this with Maria earlier, is that for the coaches, right, for your coaching groups, we currently have the weekly coaching forms, right, the journal forms where they fill out. What if we, instead of having them remembered as forwarded to their practitioner, what if we actually put all those into a spreadsheet and that was a shared doc that all the coaches shared, and that before you go into your call, you can go in there, you can sort by the column that's your name, and you'd see everybody's things all in one place, right?
That's an idea.
That's an idea, right? So there's some really cool, fun, easy things.
So if you haven't looked at Google Forms, so like when you're going to work with your clients, or even if you do like an initial consultation, that's something you can send out to people and they'll fill it out. You get a notification from Google that you had responses and it shows up on your Google spreadsheet.
And you can put it all in the spreadsheet.
Yeah. And so if that's something that helps you as you set up these systems for when you have those initial consultations, do a health history, any of those pieces, that's one of those tools that can be pretty easy. If I can do it.
I'm thinking also,
I'm self-taught,
so. There's no scoring in those, unfortunately. Maybe in the future they will, because then we could switch over from Mock Forms. Mock Forms has all the scoring and it interfaces with, well, you can make those forms actually interface with Infusionsoft, the thing called Zapier, which is what we did for the job search. But another possibility is for these coaching calls, and the same thing when you do coach, if you have a group call and you have group coaching calls, it's letting people submit questions in advance. And we used to have a pay thing on the page. It was a pain and people had to log in and nobody remembered to do it. And so I was thinking that we could create a little Google form for all of our NEPT calls or all of our group calls for the other programs. And if you have a question, you just go to this form And you click it and you put your question in there. And that way it's easy for me to see. Because remember, it was such a nightmare before because they would put them in different places and it was there was no format to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, who it was.
And this could be really easy and it'll be all there and we'll even know from last time and, you know, we'll have a checkbox at the end that I can go check, check, done, done, done. So interesting. Yeah. A lot of possibility, even for the uploads. I don't think, you know, if you can upload files into Google Forms, but like for the case study calls, having a
form sure.
where they upload their stuff and it goes into one form so you don't have to download them to the Dropbox. Anyway, lots of possibilities and lots of tools to make your life easier. So if you're, as you're going through and you're going, well, how would I do this? How would I do that? Bring it to the calls because it's bound to be either I or somebody else has explored it.
Yeah. Cause the whole idea is how can you make this easy? Because if it flows for you, if it makes it easy for you, chances are it's going to flow for you, whoever you're working with. And if you're making it hard, first of all, ask why is this hard? I didn't know there was a theme superseding Divi.
Yeah, I have to look it up with Carl in Mindshare. Let me see.
I remember you asking.
Yeah,
I didn't understand that was the question.
Well, it was not superseding Divi. It was just something that Carl from Mindshare really liked better than, and I was going, is that, does, well, he says, yeah, Divi's still good, but I'm kind of liking this one better. Let me look.
Does everybody use WordPress here for their blogs? Okay. Do you do your own blogs? Okay.
I come up with the idea and I have another person write them.
Do they upload it or do you upload it?
I upload them.
Okay. So you can go in then and
yeah,
do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had
I outsource and they and give them a title and some guidelines, and then they find a picture, keywords, load it onto the back office of my website, and it's set as draft so I can review it, edit it, and decide when to publish it.
Okay, I am going to right now, as we're thinking of it, I'm going to go into my Facebook group and I'm just going to ask him a question. And I'm just going to say, what's the name? What's your favorite WordPress theme these days?
Okay.
Because he's the one that told us about Divi, but that was a year and a half ago, and we never got it all fully implemented.
I'm not sure what mine is. I thought it was Divi. I thought mine was also Divi.
I mean, Divi's very flexible, and it allows you to edit your blog or your pages from the front end. You don't have to go in the back end, which is a nice thing with Divi.
Yeah.
And it allows you to have all kinds of different, you know, themes and schemes. And
that's nice for everybody here because it makes it easier for you to make those adjustments, kind of like Allison was doing the other day with her blog post.
Okay.
Because what it does then is it takes our actions from these little details into actually doing what we're supposed to be doing, you know? So while having, you know, making sure opt-ins are ready and all of that is good in the end, allowing us to have free time to actually spend time with those clients that we're working for, rather than always being caught up in the weeds with the marketing and these other techie details. That's kind of the goal. At least it is for me, which is why I hired an assistant because I just knew what I wanted to do. And while I can do all this stuff, it was not where I wanted to spend my time.
Well, that's exactly where I'm at right now. That's why we have a gazillion assistants trying to get that stuff off my plate so I don't have to deal with change this link is broken, you know, add this person to this list. I don't care. Fix it. Don't tell me it's broken. Fix it. Just fix it, you know? And so that's the kind of stuff that we want to get off our plates. But on the other hand, there's simple stuff that you can do. Like if you can go in and change a couple of things on a web page, instead of paying $75 to somebody and spending a half an hour trying to explain to them when you can spend half an hour actually doing it, or 20 minutes or 10 minutes actually doing it. So you make that decision,
right?
For me, it's easier to go in the campaign and fix it than to try to explain to somebody and then have to test it after they fixed it and make sure it's right. So you figure out what those things are. I just posted it. So we'll see if anybody responds to it. And I'll let you know. Yeah, because if you're going to be switching over, he showed it and it was really beautiful and really easy to manipulate. And there were a lot of reasons he liked it more than Divi. But a year and a half ago, he was singing me the praises of Divi, but he's a techie guy that likes to just keep researching.
Who's that?
The latest and the latest. Carl from Mindshare.
Oh.
JJ's partner in Mindshare.
Yeah.
However you say his name.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys feel, I mean, you're probably getting full right now. Are there last questions, specific questions you have about what your next steps are or how to actually implement? Or I want to ask Annette, how did you do with your, oh yeah, no, you told me you have somebody scheduled for next week that you're going to talk to. Good.
Yeah.
I'll unmute you guys. You can all.
Yeah, I've got a question. I'm still trying to think of the, within my funnel, the low cost, what did you call it? So I'm writing on a page of this thing. So you called it the, not the taster, but the first thing they buy that's less than 100, something like £97.
The tripwire, you did say, getting your feet wet.
Yeah, tripwire, that's what I'm trying to think of. I mean, you did say on the retreat that £297 is ideal. You said it was 97 to 497.
For the next level of program. No, a tripwire. Oh, after the tripwire, you're saying.
Oh, so that's for the tripwire.
No,
so
the tripwire should be under 50, preferably under.
That's what I'm having trouble with.
10.
What on earth should I put in as a tripwire? Because at the moment, everything starts too high.
Yeah, so you can pull something out of another program. We offered a tripwire for going into IRSPT. We actually took just the video, not the whole module, but just the video from module one or the getting started or whatever, which was a good, you know, nice overview. And we offered that for $7. And yeah, we got 350 people to buy it within a few days. We also offer as a tripwire is my, well, some of the stuff you may think about for free, like my, so I offered the freebie was the hormone elixirs. And then the upsell was a book I'd put together for ERC, which is like a 20 or 30 page with herbs and.
It was the teas? Or the teas.
Yeah, elixirs and teas. And I charged $77 for that. We've had hundreds of people download that or pay for that, the $7. So something that they go, wow, she's selling that for $7? Okay, yeah, no problem. You know, I'd spend more than that at Starbucks.
Okay, because I've got lots of ebooks I've created for as freebies and as part of programs. Yep. But, of course, as we get more cautious, more honed on our niche, you know, as I'm more giving, my whole offering is aimed at menopause, so I'm no longer marketing to people with adrenal fatigue or thyroid. But a large proportion of those people with menopause have adrenal fatigue and thyroid, so I can nurture my wish to support those areas without marketing to them.
Exactly. And you can
so that means my freebies are getting tighter and tighter. So the ones for my website don't need to be there, but they could be elsewhere.
And you can make the connection. So somebody downloads your freebie about, you know, seven top secrets for soaring through menopause with ease. One of those might be manage your stress. And so on the next page, you might say, well, one of the biggest things you've got to get control of if you want to go through menopause with ease is healing your adrenals and getting your stress done. I put together this book. And this book will teach you how to do whatever, whatever, whatever to, you know, manage your stress. And you'll feel a difference in 7 days if you do this every day. And then you give one of those or.
And that's another free book.
No. Then you would charge them, right?
Oh. So
something that you would charge them for, but you're only going to charge them $7, but it's a valuable tool, right?
Yeah.
Right. What else do we have a gluten Oh no, we do a tripwire, which with a higher price thing, but actually it does sell fairly well, but not as well as the 7. We go to 29, and after people opt in for the gluten-free freebie thing, they get offered our Eat Your Way Out of Pain home study course for $29. Because I wasn't going to sell it for 7. It was, I probably should, but you know.
No, you shouldn't. Not something like that. So how many webinars are there in that?
It's just 2 hours worth of, 2 hours worth of audio, a transcript, and a bunch of recipes and a recipe guide. So, and it's old.
Cool.
It's old, but you guys have access to it. You guys have access to it. So.
Are we lucky?
Yeah. And here's the thing. Figure out something that makes sense that you could easily, comfortably, after you've had them download your freebie, you want to put a video on that page because the videos do the best on an upsell into a tripwire. Hey, this is Dr. Ali. I'm so excited that you downloaded my whatever. I can't wait for you to get started. Check your email. It'll be sent to you by email. The link will be sent to you by email. And I just wanted to let you know that one of the things we talk about in that thing is the importance of managing your stress. And I know, blah, 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 everybody's talking about stress, but this is different, right? Really seriously. And then you can show a chart. Like when you're under stress, you're pulling down all of the building blocks. Maybe make it a little less simple. You're pulling all the building blocks of that should be going towards making your estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and you're making it make cortisol, which is keeping you stressed out. And if you can calm that stress response, guess what? Very easily, you can redirect all those building blocks to making your sex hormones and giving you back your libido. So download my, you know, get your libido back stress management book for just $7.
Cool.
Yeah, and make it sexy. I mean, because sexy is that theme, right? Sexy, joyful menopause. So make it something that's going to give them back their libido.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Cool.
Well, I don't know where that came from. I'm like, okay, that was a good idea. Where is this coming from?
And I only started recording halfway through, but I got part of it. You're recording anyway.
Yeah, you'll have the whole recording.
Beautiful.
The second part. Okay, that makes sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
$1,000 is.
Yeah, so, I'm much happy about that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked.
And it's something that, and then your next level, if you want to completely go them, and then they download, they pay for that, and on the thank you page for that, If you don't think it's cheesy and sleazy, because some of them just keep going, right? And here's the next thing. And you're like, just give me the frickin' book, right? But they make you go through saying no to 5 offers. Yeah. But you could go to 1 more. And I'm so glad you're getting this, get your libido back. I just, while you're here, I just thought that I would tell you a little bit about that you can, you know, my 7 weeks to, you know, Sex and Joyful. It's a program. I normally offer it for $4.97 on the website, but because you're here today and because you just downloaded this other thing, I just wanted to let you know I can offer it to you for $2.97. And but here's the cool part about it. In addition to the downloadables, you get monthly office hours calls with me. So you can just come in and ask me questions and, you know, get my advice on what's really going on with you. And if you want it today, it's only $2.97.
Yeah.
Right. So it's that natural progression. And I would say $2.97 is a much easier sell than $4.97. So if you're going to do it that way, I would say stick to $2.97, not $4.97.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure. No problem. Who do you think?
Glad I asked my burning question.
I'm glad you did. Who else has a burning question that we can create a whole funnel for? I'm thinking of Annette's burning, you know, this K and the chaos thing, right? And one of the biggest chaos stress producers is that low, right? What do you do when your kid gets low, right? And you can come with, I'm so glad you downloaded this you know, this guide, and you're going to learn this and that and the other thing. But here's the thing. I'm a mama of a diabetic kid. And the biggest thing is, you know, wondering if your kid is going to sleep through the night, if they're going to go into a coma. Did you give them too much insulin? Not enough insulin? What the heck's going on? And that worry is really clear. And we all have on hands these things, these sugary things to bring them up. But what happens is you give them this stuff, and then all of a sudden now they're at a real high again. And then you have to give them more insulin, and then you're playing this constant up and down and up and down. And it's just such a stress on you as a mom, right? So what if I've been experimenting with this, and I've been testing this stuff, and I have this beautiful swaps list, like, so that you can use instead of giving them a juice box, which is going to shoot their sugars up way high. And then you're going to want to bring it down again. I've got some swaps. One example is a piece of apple. And you're going to test for it to see how big a piece of apple needs to be for your kid. I'm going to teach you how to do that in this little book. So download it. That's just one of the 12 swaps or 10 swaps or whatever that we have in this book, so that you can always have something on hand for your kid. So you can sleep at night knowing that your kid's going to still be there in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that's the emotion that they're going to go, $7. Okay. Of course.
Right.
They're going to feel like, oh, I can't not do this.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. And when it's you selling it and you're, you know, I've been there. I gave her the juice box, and then she was at, you know, 220. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Now, how much insulin should I give her to bring her back down? And how can we reach that magic number in between?
Right. Because it's every day. You know, for some people, it's every day. We're kind of in a nice spot. We sleep through at night most nights now.
Yeah.
We're sleeping again.
Yeah. And you're sleeping, and that's what you're sharing in this video. We're sleeping again. Why? Because we've mastered what to feed her during the day and what to give her if we do overshoot the mark. Because what happens is you've given her insulin, and then she goes outside and runs up around the street with her friends and burns up all that sugar. And now she's got a low. Like, bring in all of those little things so that you hit all of their experience levels. Do you have this little kid that just likes to run and jump? Like, you just gave them this much insulin and thinking that they were doing their homework, and now they're running marathons in the neighborhood. Ah! Make it fun and funny, but really hit their heart. Yeah?
Yeah. And you're right, Allison.
What did she say?
About the advice that they give.
I know. It's sad.
Yeah.
So, anyway, anything else? McGee, Mahalo, is there anything else for 5 minutes? Nobody answered yet, so I just looked to see if anybody answered. I put it in the Facebook group and tagged Carl, so...
Well, I have to go, but I just wanted to say I really appreciate all you guys and letting me share and learn from you. And don't overthink it.
Feel it.
Feel it, yeah.
You're not to overfeel it, but don't overthink it.
Be tied to the feeling, not to the result.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, good. Okay. Thank you. And thank you for being here and sharing. It's not anything that you need to thank us for. We need to thank you for your insights and for your giving and your support. So take it, accept it. Don't make faces.
I'm sorry. I want to go like, yep. Okay.
Accept it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay. Open arms. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you couldn't see my arms if I went like this.
So in one of our groups with Callan and Justin, they've learned from Jesse and Charla. So they're big into giving these pushes and kisses and whooshes. So every time somebody's done a hot live seater, they've shared something. Everybody gives them a mwah, and they, like, if somebody stands there and does this or is distracted, it's like, wait a minute, you didn't accept that.
Yeah.
Right.
Very true.
Mm. Take it in. Yes, there you go. Mwah.
Have a wonderful weekend. It's my husband's 61st birthday, so we're going out tonight.
Have fun. How exciting!
Have fun.
Have fun.
We have to connect about the coach things. I'm going to go through that thing after here and we'll connect and make sure we have everybody assigned. Okay. Yeah.
We're not going out till later, so I'll let you know when I'm done with this call.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.